A Saturn return is an astrological transit that occurs when the planet Saturn returns to the place where it was at your birth after a 29-year orbit around the sun. The influence of the Saturn return starts in your late 20s, around about the age of 27, when Saturn enters the sign of your natal Saturn, making this a 2 to 2.5 year process rather than just solely a short-term event. So Saturn is known as the cosmic taskmaker. He is the planet of self-preservation and contraction. He deals with your goals, he deals with your ambitions, your responsibilities. He brings structure, stability, security, and he's all to do with traditions. He's the principle of time, connected to the Greek god Kronos. And the qualities such as restriction, limitation, seriousness, caution, wisdom, patience, conservatism are all Saturnian words. And on a psychological level, Saturn is what Jung calls the shadow. You know, he's that part that is projected, that part of us which we can block, which we can feel uncomfortable about, guilty about, and it's liable to be projected onto other people. So the sign, house, and natal aspects give us a peek view into the nature of our Saturn return, what it's going to be like. So Saturn return is that really defining time in our lives. You know, the first Saturn return, it's like a rite of passage during which destiny and karma play a very important part in our lives. The major decisions, the new directions taken can shape your life for many, many years to come. Saturn returns are times of those key events in your life. If you've been unsure about the exact direction on a career level, of your goals, you will find that, you know, you're going to start discovering what you're meant to be doing. There will be more responsibilities, more accomplishments and adjustments to make in order for you to fully align onto your life path. And it will be a time of pruning that which is no longer relevant and solidifying many things that are. And Saturn returns bring with them big endings and new beginnings. It's when you start to crystallize into who you are. So the first cycle of Saturn at around about the age of 29, and to see exactly when this is happening for you, you know, we have two Saturn returns, sometimes three, occasionally four if we're lucky. So you can see the exact time this is going to happen by looking at your natal chart. And you know, during the first cycle, it's that time when we reach, you know, true adulthood. You know, it's when all of those big responsibilities and challenges that adults face tend to come into our arena. And this is a time that coincides frequently with those really big life-changing decisions, such as, you know, choosing what we want to do in life or our career. It could be getting engaged, it could be buying a house, it could be having children. And Saturn return, it's a rite of passage. It's when you cross over a major threshold and enter into a brand new chapter, a next stage of life. And with your first Saturn return, you know, you leave your youth behind and, you know, you go into adulthood, you free yourself of, you know, some of those collective beliefs and conditionings that really do not resonate with you, that really are not you. You know, they're things that you've just absorbed into your space, into your aura, into your being, that, you know, it could be from family, it could be from society, and, you know, or authority figures, teachers, and, you know, some of these things you keep, some you don't, depending on who you are and what resonates. And so this is a time when destiny can really take form and you can begin to make your stamp on the world. You know, it's a new era, it's a new chapter when you're going into a freer time, when new structures are being created in your life. You know, it's a strange thing with Saturn returns because after the Saturn return experience, it's like this weight has just been lifted from you. You know, some of those burdens, some of those like worries about, you know, fitting in or, you know, worrying about what people think or conforming to something that's just not you. All of that is just thrown out there into the wind, to be released into the ethers. So in a strange way, life is kind of easier afterwards. And you know, we then wonder what we were doing carrying that burden. And I mean, this is what I noticed from my after my Saturn return. It seemed like things just suddenly got easier. Life got easier. Things were freer and more open. There is a wonderful quote which I really love by author Gertrude Stein, all about Saturn return. It's from her book Fernhurst, and she wrote this in 1904. And she says, "It happens often in the 29th year of life that all the forces that have been engaged through the years of childhood as a lesson in youth, in confused and ferocious combat, range themselves in ordered ranks. One is uncertain of one's aims, meaning, and power. During those years of tumultuous growth, when aspiration to fulfillment, and one plunges here and there with energy and misdirection during the storm and stress of the making of a personality, until at last we reach the 29th year, the straight and narrow gateway of maturity into life, which was all uproar and confusion, narrows down to form and purpose, and we exchange a great dim possibility for a small hard reality." Now, though Stein wasn't an astrologer herself, and I don't know whether she even followed astrology at all, she described perfectly that really constricting, narrowing, defining effect of Saturn. I mean, it's just described so beautifully and so poignantly, where we, you know, really get into our lane. We choose our path, or rather our karma and destiny helps to illuminate it for us. And there's that focus of choice, committing to something. It's like a spinning wheel of choice. It just stops at this point. And that point becomes this rite of passage and threshold, which we move through into a new realm of purpose, a new realm of commitment. Me personally, I have my Saturn in Gemini. My Saturn return was really very much focused on learning and exams. I had a strong desire to study, and I went back to university, and it was just a real pull, really, to go back into the classroom environment, which is very Gemini. And you know, the course I did was very, very mercurial as well, comparative literary studies. And it was that really Saturnian energy which was really conducive for studying. And I felt as though all of my experiences up until that point, everything I'd learned about life, everything I'd learned from books, teachers, mentors, was being mixed up into this mixer, and that, you know, things that were no longer relevant for me or outmoded kind of tended to be filtered out, so only the important ingredients were left, and those important ingredients provided the foundation of, you know, what I'm doing now and who I am. And it was actually shortly after my Saturn return that I decided to really commit to being an astrologer and to move it past a hobby and a passion that I'd been studying from the age of 12. So I enrolled at the Faculty of Astrological Studies. So I wanted to, you know, take it further, and that Saturn return was really important one for me. And you know, lots of people do become astrologers after their Saturn return, actually, or Jupiter return even. But I'd say, yeah, that's quite a common time actually for us to, you know, really commit to being astrologers. And you know, talking about, so Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge. So her Saturn return, she's very Saturnian, being a Capricorn. And so this very pivotal karmic rite of passage that is the Saturn return was a really important one for her because she got married on her Saturn return year. So that was just 6 months prior to transiting Saturn, uniting with natal Saturn in Libra. Saturn Libra sign of relationships. So it was really, the timing was sort of very appropriate for, the lifelong commitment of marriage. So the second Saturn return. The second Saturn return is, it happens around about the age of 58, but you will need to check exactly when it's going to happen for you. And I would always say it's not just when Saturn perfects to the same degree of your natal Saturn. It's when Saturn goes into the sign of your natal Saturn, that really you start to feel the effects of your Saturn return and what's coming ahead. So this is the beginning, the second one, beginning of the wisdom years. And it's during this time where, you have that understanding of your true destiny, hopefully. And so at this time, it's about tightening up things, sharpening up your tools and your toolkit, your talents, any goals that you haven't achieved yet. This is frequently the time when people start to kind of think about bucket lists and, filling in all those gaps, all those dreams that they had earlier on in life that they haven't yet fulfilled, and thinking about also how am I capable of, giving back to society? What talents haven't I honed yet? What skills haven't I used? These are really good questions for the sec especially the second Saturn return, and about being, am I authentic, and am I aligned to my destiny? And the third Saturn return, which is happening close to the age of 90, is, these are the twilight years. These are and I mean, it's not as common to experience the third Saturn return, but it's becoming increasingly more common to be experiencing it. And really, this is the time of narrowing that lens and that focus, to really bring oneself into the moment, to make the most of the time left on the planet, and thinking even about possible future life, what you're taking ahead to the next stage, and what one can carry on to that next level. So why is Saturn feared and dreaded so much? He's known as the greater malefic. Well, Saturn holds a very dark collective shadow, and it all kind of really links in with Christianity, and some of the sort of dualism about, it dark and light and evil and good. And, the shadow has really been projected onto Saturn, the devilish pan gods, and this very dualistic way of looking at him. Liz Green, in her book Saturn, A New Look at an Old Devil, she talks about befriending your Saturn, how Saturn can be likened to that beast, which eventually can turn into the handsome prince once he's loved. So, the extent to which it's going to be a difficult time for you depends on, really, a lot of it really is to do with your attitude, really. I mean, obviously, you can look at your chart and you can see that they're, it could be a challenged Saturn in terms of the house, the aspects and the sign, what's going on with your Saturn. It could be slightly challenging. And also, if you face things in life, taking on responsibilities prior to your Saturn return, then you could find it easier. But it's a growth period, and this is what the planets are there for. They are there as teachers. So, what advice would I give to somebody just about to experience one of their Saturn returns? I would say work on self-love, work on confidence, be as clear as you can about your goals, about your needs, about your potentials, and know that Saturn return is a fine time to be working, to be living in the present, accepting your destiny, and knowing that the path forward is being illuminated for you.